Hi, folks. Chocolate Yoda here, spelled Y-O-D-D-A-H, because film studios are litigious. Now, a lot has been made of the fact that Donnie Dump fell asleep during his first day of court. And, you know, he deserves all the mockery that we can generate because he spent the last 5 years referring to Joe Biden as Sleepy Joe. So, turnabout is fair play, as far as I'm concerned. And I was thinking about why this happened. Now, I have, I guess, a couple of theories about it. Maybe theory is too strong of a word, but I have two ideas about why this might have happened. Idea one comes from detectives who interrogate people. Every police detective I've ever met, including a few I've seen on interviews, have said that when they put someone in the box, the interrogation room, that the ones that fall asleep are the guilty ones. So that's a possibility, right? That sounds like something that absolutely could be the case. And I have another thought about it. And Occam's razor would suggest to me that this is the more likely scenario. We have a 77-year-old man, almost 78, he turned 78 in June. And he's terrified. And my guess is that the night before, he couldn't sleep. Simple as that. And why couldn't he sleep? Because he knows, no matter how stupid I say he is, no matter how stupidly he behaves in the world, he knows that this trial could end his freedom. He knows he could go to jail if he gets convicted. He also knows that there's a mountain of evidence against him, including his former lawyer who went to jail for this crime. So I'd be terrified too. And I think that's what it is. And honestly, I hope that's what it is. Because if he's terrified, he's suffering. And if he's suffering, I'm happy. He's caused a lot of pain in the world. He's caused death, as far as I'm concerned. And if you think that's an exaggeration, go back and look at how he handled COVID. We could forget all the politics. We could forget all of the frailties of a weak human being. But he was standing in the Oval Office. Whether he deserved that or not, it doesn't matter. That's what happened. He was there. And he was tasked with helping the American public get through COVID. And he failed. America has 5% of the world's population and 20% of COVID fatalities. That's an enormous failure. And it was his job to make sure that we didn't get that outcome. But he didn't know how to do the job. And that's what I hold him accountable for more than anything else. I can talk all day about what I think is wrong with Donnie Dump and all of the things he did wrong while he was squatting in the White House. But this is the thing. This is a thing that makes me despise him and hope that he is suffering all the way to jail. And that's his performance or underperformance or non-performance during COVID that led to people dying. So anyway, kind of went off on a tangent there, but that's my idea of why Donnie Dump fell asleep. He might do it again. He's an old guy, you know, and I don't say that to make fun of him. It's just true. This guy's almost 78 years old. You know, sitting in court all day long has got to be difficult. And chances are he's going to fall asleep again. Plus, the added pressure, the weight of this trial, it's got to be affecting him. So that was my idea, or those were my ideas. I'll be talking more about this as the trial goes on. That's it for now. Peace, love, and granola. Talk to you soon.